on RSN Sunday Central. Talking Greyhounds.
Welcome back to RSN Sunday Central. George Faruja joins us to talk greyhounds. George, before we get stuck into the quaddy legs at Geelong, there was plenty of really good action last night with the State Sprint Championships, but also the St Ledger at Warrigal and the win of Aston Fastnet.
Yeah, and good morning to you, Dan. It was a terrific race, the Warrigal St Ledger, taken out by Aston Fastnet. As you said, he stalked behind the leaders and then he was just too good in the run to the line. There was a little bit of surprise as the lids opened, Quara Bale taking the front. Now, not a surprise that she's good enough to lead because she's a two-time Group 1 winner, but there was greyhounds like Koblenz and Shimmer Classic in the race. And once she found the front, I thought she was going to be pretty hard to beat, but to Koblenz's credit, he got up underneath her and really tried to stick on, but Aston Fastnet was too close. He was always in that stalking role and he was too good in the run to the line. Terrific win by Aston Fastnet. Koblenz ended up running second and Shimmer Classic was a good run in third. And as you said, obviously, heats of the state sprint championship. Now, unfortunately, because of COVID, we're not going to have a national final like we do each and every year. Obviously, last year was the same, but we're still going to have state sprint finals and distance finals across Australia in a big extravaganza next Thursday night. So wall-to-wall greyhound racing. In the Victorian version of the sprint final, Providence Bale has drawn box one, Tyler Durden in two, Japara in three, Mapunga Knight in four, Aston Rupee, who went in as one of the favourites, has drawn box five, Jax Bale in six, Fabriola Zad in seven, Mr. Fix-It with a little bit of speed in eight. Couple of upsets, Equaliser didn't get through. Everywhere he went, he just found trouble. It was one of the more unlucky runs you'll see, and unfortunately Catch the Thief looks like he's hurt his back muscle pretty soon after box rise. But, yeah, look, it's a fairly open final. I think the speed certainly in three, Japara, and eight, Mr. Fix-It with the class with Aston Rupee in box five.
And when's that final, George?
On Thursday night at the Meadows. So what we've done for the last couple of years is synchronise it where all the state finals happen on the same night. Obviously, in the process, we'll then, with greyhounds going into the national final, but because of COVID this year, we'll only have state finals across all states of Australia.
Oh, look, I like that. They did that with the Inter-Dominion heats a few years ago, and that was pre-COVID situation, so it wasn't that wasn't the reason why. But all of the heats, and there was one that was in New Zealand, one in Sydney, one that was in Perth, and they all went in the space of a half an hour period. So I reckon that's really exciting. That would work well, really well.
Absolutely, and it works even better, Dan, because for the national sprint and national distance finals, we work on something called a wild card where we have one greyhound who is the highest ranked greyhound in Australia who made one of these state finals. Even though he doesn't win the final, if he happens to get through, he could get through to the final of the national sprint or distance championship. If he actually won his heat, it goes down to the second highest ranked greyhound. So there was a little bit to play out on the night. It was fantastic and we all got the answers to it in one night. So, yeah, look, hopefully we've seen the worst of COVID when it comes to races like the national distance and national sprint finals, because I think that the rivalry between the states is outstanding.
Yeah, absolutely. But that's something really to look forward to on Thursday night. Plenty of other action today. Geelong is the venue where you've cast your eye at. Mind you, if there's anything else you wanted to add or any other news, please feel free to let me know, George. Otherwise, we can get into the quaddy legs at Geelong.
Yeah, let's kick into it, mate.
Race five is the first leg of field of eight, and Rainbow City from the red box is at $2.50 favourite.
Yeah, my numbers in race five are 1, 4, and 2. I've gone Rainbow City on top. It's won 2 out of 4. It's got some early speed. It'll appreciate box one there, Dan. Of the others, number four, Innocent Diva, has won here in okay time. She can show some speed. And number two, Gleaming, is another one that has got some nice form at Geelong. 1 to beat 4 and 2, race five.
We're about 2 minutes away from the next, which is race four at Healesville. And the first at Bendigo Gallops today is at midday. In race six at Geelong, George, it's Midday Snooze from the Pink at Even Money, currently the favourite.
Yeah, and trainer Angela Langton has come out openly and said she's got a very, very high opinion of this greyhound. Had no luck last start at the Meadows when running fourth. Would be schooled on this track. Has already got a nice PB there. Be very hard to beat. Eight on top to beat number 7, Bill Bob Ladd. Number 1, Oliver Bale, drawn okay. Number 4, Lyrical Lad. 8 to beat, 7, 1 and 3.
Xylon Bale, favourite from box 1 in race 7 at $3.10.
Good race. 6 to beat, 1, 7 and 8 are my numbers. Colden Dato on top on the back of his win at the Meadows in June in 30.03. Can show some good speed too to offset the poor box draw. Number 1, Xylon Bale, as you mentioned. His last win did come off box 1 in 30 and 22 at the Meadows. Number 7, Resurgence. I think he's better than his recent form suggests. And number 8, Fire and Fury, won't leave him out of the quaddie. 6 to beat, 1, 7 and 8.
And Nifty Nanga from the red box is the favourite in the final leg of the quaddie, race 8, at $2.80.
Yeah, another good race, but my numbers are 5 to beat, 1, 4 and 6. So I've gone Distinguish on top. Very nice wins at Geelong in his last couple. To beat number 1, Nifty Nanga, as you said, he's a greyhound on the up for sure. We'll throw in number 4, Osprey Phantom, certainly better than his recent form. Has gone as quick as 29.40 at Sandown. And then we'll throw in number 6, Pirate's Patch, who is probably the lamplighter in the race. And if she gets away, she could get away with a match-winning lead. 5 to beat 1, 4 and 6.
As they arrive at the boxes at Healesville Race 4. So your best bets, play of the day in your quaddie?
Beautiful. Quaddie numbers 1, 2 and 4 into 1, 3, 7 and 8 into 1, 6, 7 and 8 into 1, 4, 5 and 6. We're going to cross tracks a little bit, but Race 3, number 1 at Geelong into Race 6, number 6 at Healesville. You get about the $2.20, $2.30 mark, but I think it's a double that should just eventuate here. So Race 3, number 1 at Geelong into Race 6, number 6 at Healesville.
Well, I like the sound of that. Might be able to throw in a harness horse as well and just keep us active for the whole day.
Sounds good, Dan.
And gallops as well. George, great to chat with you, mate. Have a great week.
You too, mate.
That's George Ferugia talking greyhounds.